The Securities and Exchange Commission has told Martha Stewart it plans to charge her with insider trading over her role in the ImClone scandal. Stewart also could face criminal charges for allegedly lying to investigators looking into the case. In the months since the scandal first broke, shares of her company, Martha Stewart Living, OmniMedia, have fallen 60%, and the impending charges against her are raising new questions about her company's future. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
When the Martha Stewart scandal broke, a lot of investors dumped their stock. At the time, that seemed to be something of an overreaction. The company's bottom line has remained relatively sound. The sales of her home furnishings line at Kmart have remained strong. But now T.K. McKay, an analyst at Morningstar, says the scandal appears to be affecting the company's revenue, and those who sold early may have made the right move.
I think originally, when the first news came out, it was kind of a shoot first and ask questions later. And now the fundamentals may catch up to what the market is thinking, that there is an impact on the business.
McKay says there's anecdotal evidence that advertisers are becoming skittish about being too closely associated with Stewart, although he says that won't be clear until the company releases its third quarter profits later this month. McKay says there's also the danger that other retailers will resist doing business with Stewart if Kmart fails to emerge from bankruptcy and she needs a new place to sell her products. The possibility of charges being filed against Stewart could further complicate the company's fate, says McKay.
It's a very volatile situation, and it's very difficult to say what would happen. However, I do believe that anything short of complete exoneration will have a long-term detrimental effect on the business.
If the SEC goes ahead with civil charges, Stewart could get off with nothing more than a stiff fine. But under legislation enacted last summer, the SEC can also demand that Stewart resign from any executive position at the company and step down from its board. Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, associate dean at the Yale School of Management, says if that happens, the company could survive. He says the company's chief operating officer, Sharon Patrick, can easily step into the top role. And Sonnenfeld says it may even be possible for Stewart to stay on in some kind of informal capacity.
Lots of fashion companies, design companies have done that, where you have somebody like a Tommy Hilfiger or a Liz Claiborne who's there for both the creative and symbolic link to the customer, that they're still out there in a merchandising role and can have significant influence without necessarily being in the chain of command.
But Stewart also is the subject of a criminal investigation, which could ultimately lead to much more serious legal troubles. And if that happens, many analysts say it's hard to imagine what kind of role Stewart might play at the company. Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia is famously dependent on the image of its founder. Ironically, company officials were said to be addressing succession questions well before the ImClone scandal broke. The question now is whether the company can still be saved now that Stewart herself is in jeopardy. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.